In Michigan, the polls are showing President Bush and Senator Kerry closer than a couple of Teamsters in a 67 Corvette. Our next guests are campaigning hard for their respective candidates in that state. We've been keeping in touch with them over these past few months. Rusty Merchant is on the line from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mr. Merchant is a political consultant who's campaigning for President Bush, who is expected in Grand Rapids today. Rusty, nice to talk to you again.
So nice to be here, Scott. Thank you.
And we catch you in the middle of handing out tickets to see President Bush, I gather.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of ticket distribution, and they are the hottest ticket in town, I'll tell you.
When's the appearance?
9 a.m. Doors open at 6, so it's going to be early morning here in West Michigan. We're going to watch the sunrise.
Mr. Merchant, do you have any idea how much time you've invested in this campaign over the past few months?
I don't.
A lot.
A lot. And I loved every minute of it.
Do you have a high point in your mind for this campaign for you?
For me, it was the president's speech at the convention. A lot of conventions are hype, and they're so programmed and planned. But when I sat down with my wife and we watched that speech, for me, that solidified why I was doing what I was doing.
And at the same time, has there been a moment, or more than one moment in the campaign, when you've wondered, oh my gosh, why am I going through all of this?
Well, you know, we all have those moments. Right now would be one of those moments with the craziness of a visit. But it's not a downtime. It's just, it's just the hectic nature of what a visit the last weekend means.
Mr. Merchant, when this is over, is there a party that's going to miss it?
Yeah, I think there will be. There's always a letdown, no matter what happens. I'm pretty confident of a victory nationally, and a victory here in Michigan would make it that much better. But there's always that, you know, I'm going to miss my conference calls and my contact with the campaign on a regular basis. So that will be somewhat of a letdown. But hopefully the right outcome will happen from my perspective, and there'll be a lot of satisfaction.
Do you have a feeling you're, those events we read about in the history books, you're participating in a way that your kids will grow up knowing that you were a part of it?
Yeah. I'm proud of that. And I want to set an example for them that it's important to get involved, and it's important to stand up for what you believe in, you know, whatever that is.
Rusty Merchant, when he's not volunteering for the Bush campaign, works as a political consultant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, Mr. Merchant, nice talking to you.
Scott, a real pleasure. Thank you.
We turn now to Jack Schneider, a high school English teacher who's working for the Kerry campaign as a volunteer. He joins us by phone from Milford, Michigan. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Scott. It's nice to talk to you again, too.
You've put a lot of hours into this campaign, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Any idea how much time, effort?
In the summer, I would guess I put in an average of 10, 12 hours a day. Now that I'm back at work, probably say if you were going to average it out, it'd be about 4 or 5 hours a day.
How are you going to get people to the polls? Any efforts for that?
Yeah, that's our plan now. We're working on get out the vote. We've got our people identified. And, of course, we'll be making phone calls, and we have poll challengers going out on Tuesday, getting names of our people that haven't voted yet, and we'll be calling them to get them to go to the polls, make sure that they vote.
These are people who you identify as likely to cast a ballot for Senator Kerry.
That's right.
And if it gets to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they haven't voted, you track them down?
That's what we're going to try and do, uh-huh.
Track them down, bring them in, huh?
Bring them in. Rope them, lasso them, whatever it takes.
just don't hurt their fingers. They've got to use those.
That's right.
Now, as you volunteered to us in a previous conversation, you, of course, you're a high school English teacher. Mm-hmm. You've been encouraging and even helping your students who are old enough to register to vote. But it's important to you that you don't confuse that with the political campaign.
No, I'm very careful to avoid any kind of proselytizing at my school. I don't wear any campaign buttons. If a student asks me, if for some reason they ask me about getting involved in the campaign, then I can steer them in some directions. And it doesn't matter whether they're from one of the other parties or my party. If we have most people involved in the political process, then, in my opinion, we're not going to have any of the extremes take over. It's when we lose sight of the middle that I begin to worry.
On Wednesday morning, if, in fact, the result is known on Wednesday morning, is there a part of you that's going to wake up and just miss it all?
No. No. I know we're going to be victorious, that Democrats are going to do quite well. So after I'm done celebrating and wake up and go to work and see some of my friends, when I come home, I'm going to relax and say, hey, let's charge the batteries up. take some time off here. There'll be other elections.
Jack Schneider, who's a high school English teacher in Milford, Michigan, and a campaign volunteer for John Kerry. Nice talking to you again.
I'm awfully pleased to have a chance to talk with you again, Scott.